There is something to be said for crying out to the Lord in prayer. Sometimes we are under so much pressure that all we can do is just cry out to the Lord. Well, when Peter and John came back from being examined by the council after they had healed the lame man at the door of the temple, and they had been so bold, but they had been greatly threatened, and it was a fearful time. Listen to what happened. It's in Acts, the 4th chapter, in the 23rd verse, after they were let go from the council. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voices to God with one accord, and said, Lord, you are God, which has made heaven and earth and sea and all that's in them, who by the mouth of your servant David you have said, why did the heathen rage, and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord, against his Christ. For of a truth, against the holy child Jesus, whom you have anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together, for to do whatever your hand and your counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word, by stretching forth your hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done by the name of your holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. You see, they cried out to the Lord, and they cried out that his will would be done in his life, and that they would be strong, and that they would be bold in the face of persecution. They would be bold with their speech. Sometimes we just need to cry out to God, and I have found that when we are in that kind of a desperation, that kind of a desperate mood with God, and we cry out to him, and we pray earnestly, that God hears and he pours out a measure of the Holy Spirit that we did not know was available. They'd been filled with the Holy Spirit once at Pentecost. Now they were filled again. Well, praise the Lord. Cry out to God when you are in distress, when you need him, when you need the Holy Spirit, when you need courage. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray that you would fill me with the Holy Spirit this morning, that I may do your will, that I may speak boldly in the name of Jesus. I'm crying out to you, Lord, because of the fear that's in my heart that maybe I can't do what I should do, or maybe there's some sort of persecution awaiting me. Help me, O Lord, not to be afraid, but to be bold. Fill me with your Spirit so that I may live boldly and speak boldly for you today. In Jesus' name, amen.